Today's Bible passage comes from Psalm chapter 42, verses 1 through 5. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with a throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation. To me, Psalms 42 and 43 are one piece composed of two halves. Chapter 42, the first half, is about an intense thirst for God, and 43, the second half, about what coming to God means. David wrote most psalms in the book of Psalms. Normally, a psalm has a title. A typical psalm is written by David and has a title. The title of today's psalm is a masculine of the sons of Korah. Korah is the rebel leader in Numbers who rose against Aaron and Moses. God killed 15,000 people rebelling with him as punishment. At the time of David, the sons of Korah were appointed as doorkeepers and singers in Jerusalem temple. They were grateful for the opportunity to serve and wrote many songs. The sons of Korah wrote Psalm 42 and 43, but it is said that the song is about or of King David, for it contains his life story. David was a fugitive for about 15 years, which were the agonizing period of his life. When life is hard, David writes Psalms. When life is hard, he writes, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you." What do we say when our suffering is so great? David says, "My soul thirsts for God." But what was his suffering? Saul tried to impale him with his spear many times. David had to constantly move around the nation to evade the pursuing Saul and those who reported his whereabouts to Saul. Where could he go to be safe? He had to flee to wilderness, caves, mountains, and deserts. When every Israelite was against him, and he was not safe anywhere in Israel, he had to flee to neighboring foreign countries, such as Moab and the land of the Philistines, where he had to feign sanity to be alive. That's indescribable suffering. Literally, everyone tried to kill him. In such a time, he writes, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Here we can see that he is far from the temple. He didn't say, "Remove this suffering from me." He is far away from the temple and has not been there for a long time. He wants to go to the temple, but he can't go now. His suffering is that he can't see fellow saints and that he can't see the beauty of God's temple. God governs the universe. God governs the earth through the nation Israel and her king. The Israelites should be the light to the earth. However, King Saul is insane and the Israelites are trying to kill him. David has been hunted for years, and it doesn't seem that the suffering will end soon at all. That's why he is downcast. This nation Israel doesn't look like a nation God intended to be. That is why David is cast down in turmoil within him. But he refers himself, "My soul," and says, "Why are you cast down?" But he should hope in God. It seems natural that David is so downcast, for his flight has been so long. David is a believer in God, believer of who God is, what he promised, and what he has done. I believe that he was a very strong believer. He was second to none in terms of faith. but he is downcast and in turmoil within him. How can this be? If you're a strong believer, should you not be shaken? But when pain is so great as David's, he may have doubted, why does God delay? Or why does God allow this? Or he may have thought, I may have misunderstood God's promise, or maybe I wasn't chosen as next king of Israel. However, David knows that his discouragement from the hardship is wrong, and that's why he is telling himself, why are you downcast? His talking to himself is the evidence that his faith is still strong, even if he is so discouraged presently. He knows that he should hope in God and that his utmost desire is to see God's face at such a time. Psalm 43 verses 3 and 4 talks about what seeing God means. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with a lyre, O God, my God. There are three elements which are all related to Jerusalem and the temple. First, God's holy hill is Mount Zion, where the city of David lies. It's an impregnable stronghold. The church is often said to be the city of Zion. When the church is called as such, it typically refers to the fact that it is secure and will not be shaken. The church will not be dominated or destroyed by the evil force. The other connotation that the Holy Hill has is that we have fellowship with fellow saints. Being in the Holy Assembly is a big joy. Also, in this Holy Hill, there is the temple. Second, God's dwelling is the temple. The temple signifies that God exists and He is with His people. Whenever we are in God's temple, we can be comforted in the fact that He is there for us. Third, God's altar is how we have fellowship with God. In the Old Testament, God made the institution of sacrifice for His believers so that man can repent of his sin and be reconciled to God by sacrificing animals. On the altar, believers taste God's steadfast love and righteousness. While being far away from Mount Zion, David felt so helpless and dejected even though he had faith. He knew that what it meant to be in the temple, and whenever he was downcast, he had to thirst for God and hope in God. Seeing God is synonymous to be in the holy mount and the temple, and to go to the altar. David asked God to send this light and truth to lead him to the holy mount. In Old Testament, light is often the same concept as grace, steadfast love, or God's countenance. Grace and truth are the chief means of faith, meaning that by grace and truth, we live in the faith. Thirsting for God is the same as having grace and truth. At the center of all this is Jesus Christ. The Holy Mount, Temple, and Altar are types of Jesus Christ. We see Jesus in them. We see Mount Zion in Jesus. We see the sacrificial altar in Jesus. And we see God in Jesus. In the Old Testament, the Mount Zion and the temple was a type. Encountering God in the temple and the sacrifice was the same as believing in Jesus. In chapter 43 and verse 3, David prays, "Send out your light and your truth." All three physical places, Zion, temple, and altar, exhibit God's light and truth. The physical places and attachments of the temple helped our faith in the Old Testament time. But light and truth is in the personhood of Jesus Christ. We have Jesus in us who are full of grace and truth. In John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." John chapter 4 verse 14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." When Jesus said these words, he knew what they meant. When we come to Jesus, we will never be thirsty again. Lifetime of thirst and search while pursuing happiness and meaning will end. It's where all mankind can be satisfied and never thirst again. No matter how hard your life is, you will not thirst again. Jesus says in John chapter 7, verse 38, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. From within us will flow out living water because we believe in Jesus." Jesus, who is full of grace and truth, is the stronghold, the temple, and the altar. No matter where you are, you will never thirst again. Come to him and repent your sin and give your life. You will be satisfied. Pain, hardship, or suffering doesn't exist. Only pain in life is not having this spiritual thirst. The only hell is the heart that does not have Jesus. Are you thirsty? Are you being satisfied? Come to the Word and come to Jesus Christ.